Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Wow, to be a fly on the wall in the meeting tomorrow with President Trump and Mamdani.
It speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House, because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people, whether they live in blue states or red states or blue cities in a city that's becoming much more left than I think this president ever anticipated in his many years of living in New York himself.
So I was listening to CNN last night or this morning. I keep popping around, and they can't help themselves. They have to say that President Trump has inaccurately called a communist when he's a Democrat socialist. Uh-huh. Scott Jennings on the visit tomorrow. I think he raises a good point.
Well, I'm glad Mayor-elect Mamdani is going, because he's never had a job before. So Trump is going to have an opportunity now to explain to him how the world works. Number one, you're not going to be arresting Prime Minister Netanyahu when he comes to New York City. So you can put that out of your mind.
Yeah. You can, because he's never had a job before.
Number two, you need to cooperate with federal law enforcement and federal immigration when we come into the city to try to enforce existing federal immigration law. So you need to put that out of your mind as well. I hope the president explains to him how the world works. We have federal laws and we have international diplomacy, and those things are handled by the president, not the mayor of New York City.
I got to tell you, I don't see how that whole meeting goes well for either one of them tomorrow. But let's get some hot takes this afternoon from Dwayne Patterson, our friend from hotair.com. He hosts the Dwayne's World podcast. Good afternoon. You got to get your Hi Sue in early because she's waiting to leave the studio.
Hi, Dwayne.
Greetings, comrade. How are you?
How are you, Dwayne?
I'm fine. This meeting tomorrow, it's got all the possibilities of turning into the first Oval Office trip this earlier this year from Vladimir Zelensky.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's got that. Got that whole vibe going for it. The cool thing about Comrade Mamdani is he has now made two or three different videos where he is saying, show me the money, right? I mean, it's full Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. You know, you got to shout it from the rooftops, because there's a lot of money that's required to make all this stuff happen, just to get me from the election to Gracie Mansion. I need at least, I've raised $1 million so far. I need at least that much more. You need to keep sending me money. The guy has turned into an Islamist ShamWow salesman.
Well, should we have expected anything else?
No, of course not. Of course not. It's just going to be interesting where Trump brings him in and says, "So tell me again what it is you think you're going to do." And he's gonna say what he's going to do, and Trump is just going to laugh at him and say, "No, that's not going to happen." Well, and what comes out of that, I have no idea. But if Trump just went through 43 days and didn't give $1.5 trillion as a ransom to Democrats, you think he's going to just bend the knee to Zohran Mamdani?
No, and I had one samba that I played earlier where there was a reporter that was pressing Mom Donnie, okay, you want free buses and you need $700 million. Where are you going to get it from? Well, tax increases on corporate America and the rich. Well, Kathy Hochul's not going to go for that. Well, that doesn't matter. These are early in the discussion. So he's slick and he's going to try to sell some of these things. But the only scenario that I see even plausible for tomorrow is Mom Donnie wants to have Trump as, you know, as his foe, right? And he's made it very clear. He didn't talk about the people of New York the night he won the election. He talked about fighting Donald Trump. And Trump has the same ability to do, you know, things in the other direction on his side. So I'd like to think that maybe they'll talk about some solutions to problems, but I think both sides are ready to just sort of thump their chests and go after one another after this meeting.
Well, except that there was a clip from yesterday where Mamdani has gone from, yes, I'm here to fight Trump, to yesterday when he talked about going to the White House, he says, I'm willing to work with him. I want to go there and see what we can agree with, what I can work with him on. So that doesn't sound very fighty to me. That doesn't sound like he's going to thump his chest. We'll see. I think he just wants the legitimacy. I think he wants the photo op. That's all he wants out of it.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Let's talk about this. You know, I played this ad that they were running, the Democrats, this message to the military.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
Okay, I could keep playing that, but basically what they say is, if you don't like the orders, don't do it, right? So Carolyn Leavitt on that particular topic today.
I would just add that if this were Republican members of Congress who were encouraging members of the military and members of our United States government to defy orders from the president and from the chain of command, this entire room would be up in arms. But instead, it is the other way around, and I think that's quite telling.
You and I have seen a lot of things in politics. That ad and those folks messaging Mark Kelly, what an embarrassment to do that with a guy that is somewhat respected out there in Arizona. Good Lord.
Look, there's lots to say about this. Number one, the ad itself. One of the people that were in that ad was Maggie Goodlander, right? And Maggie Goodlander, people don't know who she is. She calls herself a former intelligence officer. Do you know who she actually is married to, who she is?
I do not.
She's Jake Sullivan's wife.
Oh, there you go.
Joe Biden's national security advisor.
Right.
That doesn't get disclosed anywhere in this whole process, but she's one of the ringleaders of this whole don't follow the orders bit. Now, Maggie Goodlander was on CNN with our dear friend Jake Tapper this afternoon, and Jake Tapper, there's one question that anybody that goes to any J school that comes at this story, there's only one question to ask any one of these people that are inciting insurrection in this video. And the obvious question is, so tell me exactly which order that the commander-in-chief has given that you believe to be illegal. Because there's no court in America that has weighed in on such a ruling yet. There is no illegal order. And when you press them on it, it falls apart, except Jake Tapper didn't even bother to ask the question.
Of course not. I would expect nothing different from the folks at CNN. But that's interesting, and I don't know where that's going to take him. What do you make? I talked with Charles Lipson about this a little earlier. On this whole Marjorie Taylor Greene Trump dust-up right now, what's your take on that, and where does that take us? And there's a little, you know, breakage going on the far MAGA side, and obviously you have Tom Massey, who's always creating trouble. But, you know, I do think that, I guess I have mixed feelings on this, Duane, because Marjorie Taylor Greene has said some really crazy stuff in the past. I've gone back and forth on, okay, you know what, she's serious about some issues, and then she's crazy on some issues. On this one, I don't think the president should have called her a traitor. You know, I will say that.
Well, my problem with Marjorie Taylor Greene is anybody that actually utters the phrase Jewish space lasers.
Well, that's a big part of it. Yes, I get that.
Okay,
so
you're not at that point, and you're kind of disqualified. You're about as disqualified as a dude running for Congress pretending to be a woman and saying, call me Sarah. You don't have a lot of credibility on issues with me at that point. So the thing about this squabble on the right is, and it ties into the video today, because of course, what does Donald Trump do? he finally let them bait him, and he goes on Truth Social and he says, "This is sedition. They should be, the penalty for this is death," type of thing. And so naturally, all the Democrats who accused Donald Trump after the J6 nonsense of being a traitor, of working with Vladimir Putin, all this kind of sedition stuff, they're now up in arms. And you'll notice what happened. The Epstein story had kind of started to blow up on him, right? It started to take out Democrats, and it hadn't touched Trump at all. And so what did the Democrats do today? As soon as Trump goes down the sedition road, they instantly grab the shiny new object and start attacking him on this. And the reason why that was so self-inflicted of Donald Trump to do today, and I'm a big admirer of the president, but tactically it was a dumb move to make. And the reason why is because also today, which is now going to be totally buried by this, J.D. Vance spoke at length with Matt Boyle over at Breitbart, and one of the things he said is, look, do we have squabbles on with sections of our side? Absolutely, referring to the aforementioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. But that said, we have a vast amount of difference with those on the left, with our enemies on the left, that killed my friend, that murdered my friend two months ago, and are doing everything they can to basically subvert the economy because they hate Donald Trump so much. He actually had a really good message to say, and it's going to get totally lost when that should be the message that should be repeated ad nauseum to the base. J.D. Vance talked about the affordability crisis. He talked about all the issues that we should be talking about. And now what we're doing, because Donald Trump took the bait this morning, is we're now talking about Sedition Gate.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. He gets distracted. And look, there's a couple of things that have happened in the last couple of weeks that I'm not particularly fond of. One of them happened the other day with Mary Bruce from ABC. And when you had, MBS in the room, which I still have some issues with that. I know you have to have relations with the Saudis. I don't like Mary Bruce. I'm not going to defend her. She's one of the most anti-Trump reporters out there. But it was not an illegitimate question to ask. And then the thing that I think when he crosses the line, it's one thing to rip on these reporters individually, but when he starts talking about taking a license from ABC, and this is the same feeling I had in the Jimmy Kimmel thing, that crosses a line for me, Duane. It really does. I don't want to hear that stuff.
Yeah, and again, we knew this going in. This was all part of the package with Trump. There was always going to be the rhetorical side of them that made a lot of people kind of cringe a little bit. It's still a matter to me of what the guy has accomplished as far as deeds and goals. He has done a ton on economic matters. He's brought $18 trillion of investment capital coming into the country, and we're already building stuff all over the place, and that's going to manifest itself through the country. He got the border under control. His foreign policy has been second to none over the last 100 years. There's been a lot of good things that he's done, and it was kind of baked into the cake going into this election cycle. Everybody knows that he's going to get himself spun up on Twitter and social media, and you wished he wouldn't. But we knew that compared to Kamala Harris being dumber than this desk going in as president, this was a much better option, and so they voted for Donald Trump. Now, is that going to hurt him long term? I have no idea. Will it hurt J.D. Vance if he ends up being the nominee? I have no idea. All I can say is, a lot of the Trump antics are built in and baked into the cake at this point.
Duane Patterson from HotAir.com. You had a post on Hot Air today that I think you're still writing because it's so long, about Michelle Obama. I just saw a clip.
It was a fun piece, though.
It was, but I just saw a clip on, I think it was on Fox here when I was welcoming you in, where she said, America ain't ready to elect a woman. And that's always, the sexism charge. I think they just don't understand that America's not going to elect a woman that they dislike, like Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris. If you put someone likable up there, I think America would elect a woman, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is so rich coming from the couple, coming from Barack and Michelle Obama, who in 2008, in a political cycle where the Democrats were going to win no matter what. They were coming off of two terms of George W. Bush. Everybody was sick of the Iraq War and the War on Terror, and John McCain was the nominee. Any Democrat was going to win that year, right? I mean, that was the atmosphere that was going in. And so Hillary Clinton wanted to run for president, and she did that year, except an upstart one-term, first-term senator from Illinois named Barack Obama decided he wanted to be president and took the nomination from her. Michelle Obama hammered her along the way as saying Hillary Clinton is too establishment to be president during the 2008 cycle. So she actually worked against having that glass ceiling being broken. Flash forward to 2024. Joe Biden is now kicked to the curb by everybody in the party, right? Because he's old and feeble and he's introducing people to the furniture. So now you have to figure out what do we do next now that we've kicked out Joe Biden. The Obamas, in the early days of that transition period, were actively working behind the scenes to deny Kamala Harris the chance at the nomination because they didn't think she could win. They wanted there to be a little mini Democratic primary, and Michelle Obama was right in the middle of that. So there's twice when Michelle Obama did her best, failed, but did her best to try to keep a woman from being in a position to break that glass ceiling. And now she's saying, you people don't deserve me. It's rich coming from her.
Is she, I should know this, is she pushing a book or is she just out there doing PR?
It's a book called The Look.
Okay.
And it's a glamour book, basically. And that's not even the high point of this book swing. One of the cuts that I ended with in this hot air column you were kind enough to mention was she said that her 8 years in the White House were constraining to her. She has three properties. Each house has about 8,000 square feet, eight bedrooms in each one, one in Chicago, one in Martha's Vineyard, one in D.C. They're building a whole massive complex in Hawaii that's been a decade in the making, and she's feeling constrained. I'm sorry. I don't think that resonates with people that are wrestling with the effects of the shutdown, wrestling with the cost of groceries, even if you're angry with the tariffs. You think that's going to resonate that Michelle Obama, you know, we just don't understand how constrained she was as first lady for 8 years.
That's unbelievable. But that what you just exposed there, that will never, and you know this, is never getting discussed in any of these wet sloppy kiss interviews that she's doing with the media right now. Dwayne Patterson.
That's why you bring me on.
Yeah, write that column, or read that column, rather, at hotair.com. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'm off most of next week. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
All right, take care, man. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.